remember when debit cards were first offered by banks. They were actually promoting them because it was going to save the banks a lot of money and paper processing. This is going to be a win-win situation, easier for consumers and cheaper for the banks. But I guess it's also becoming a source of revenue for them. And since Bank of America is going to charge its customers $5 a month now to make purchases using their debit cards, and we're going to see some other banks follow suit as well, that has a lot of Americans even more frustrated with the banking system than they already were, if that's possible. And here's President Obama. This is an exclusive ABC News Yahoo.com interview that the president did with George Stephanopoulos.
My hope is that you're going to see a bunch of the banks who say to themselves, you know what? This is actually not good business practice. Banks can make money. They can succeed the old-fashioned way, by earning it.
Joining us now, Richard Hunt, president of the Consumer Bankers Association, a trade group representing the country's largest retail banks. Good morning.
Hey, a very good morning to you.
I'm glad you're able to join us. We've been wanting to bring someone in to speak for the banks because so many of our listeners have called with an IE complaints or questions. So you ready for a few of these questions?
Of course I am.
Okay, number one, these fees that are being imposed on debit card transactions. Take a listen.
When I closed my account at Wells Fargo after receiving a letter from them about the fees that they were going to be imposing for debit purchases, they told me that it was a government gig and that all banks were going to be going that way. I'd like to know if that's actually the case.
So that was Corey from Everett, Washington there, Richard. So is it the government that is forcing banks to impose these fees?
I would tell you right now, I would not be on your show telling you we're going to raise our fees. We had no intention of doing so until something monumentally happened, and that's the United States Senate and Dick Durbin specifically telling us that we can charge for our own product. So they were telling us, our government was telling the banks what they could charge for a product they invented, distribute, manufacture, and deliver to millions of people on a daily basis. We had no intention of doing this. As you know, banking fees were free. There were no fees on checking accounts or debit cards for decades. Some people have never in this country paid for a checking account in their life, and we had hoped to continue that until Dick Durbin stepped up and there was government intervention. Can you imagine the government telling McDonald's how much they can charge?
Wait a second. Let's clarify here.
Sure.
You're saying that the federal government has prohibited certain fees, and because you can't charge those fees now, and Dodd-Frank also caused this as well, you're saying the regulations forced you to move the charges somewhere else.
Absolutely. The government told us through the Fed that we can only recoup 24 cents at the last point of a transaction. We have much more than just the last point. So when you go to Target and you swipe your card, Dick Durbin said that's the only cost that we could recoup. You have to remember, John, we've got costs well before you go to Target, and it's a 50% reduction on revenue from what we used to have. So the government told us what we could recoup on our own product. That is the fact all the way across the board. And the fact of the matter is, John, the government and Dick Durbin and the United States members of Congress all knew this would happen because the retailers went to the government and said, we don't like what we have to pay to have a swipe card fee. So the retailers and Dick Durbin got in bed and mandated a charge against the banks.
We're speaking with Richard Hunt, president of the Consumer Bankers Association. Richard, take a listen to Kelly here.
This is Kelly. I'm calling from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. In a time like this, for them to charge $5, they should know that's a little bit too much.
I think this is something that we've heard from a lot of people. $5 doesn't seem like a lot for the convenience of using a debit card. But this is coming on top of the anger I'm sure you're aware of among the American public toward
sure.
the banks, especially in light of, you know, the stories like in the fall of 2008 when employees at the top banks took home $70 billion in pay deals and discretionary bonuses right after taking $700 billion in bailout money from taxpayers like Kelly in Oklahoma. I mean, the banks have to be concerned at this point with their public relations.
Sure, the banks are concerned. They never wanted to add $1 of fees to their customers. There are 7,500 banks in the United States. We know it's purely competitive market out there. Of course we are. We never would have done this had the government not told us what to charge for our own product.
But Richard, that's a little disingenuous.
No, it's not.
The older fees were hidden. They were hard to find. The federal government has forced you to make them up front. And now you're taking the hit.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you get your information, John, because the retailers knew exactly how much they were paying for a benefit. The retailers get a benefit from our product. When we swiped our card at Target, they got instantaneous payment. The banks take the risk to make sure we get our money from the customer. So they got a full benefit. Now they're still getting a full benefit today, John, but at half the benefit. I mean, at half the cost. They get the full benefit at half the cost. So we were taking that money we were getting from retailers paying for our benefit and providing free checking and free debit cards to our customers. Our customers were not paying for debit cards or free checking until when? Until roughly Saturday when the Durbin Amendment became in effect. Now, let me go back to something Celeste said, and she raises an excellent point about the TARP and the $700 billion. Congress has authorized for the $700 billion, but we never accessed the $700 billion. And let me tell you this. For 99% of the large banks in this country, we have repaid, and rightfully so, every dime, every penny, with interest, with dividends, to the American taxpayer with profit. I hope we never, ever have to go back to a TARP situation because we owe the American taxpayer reimbursement, and we've done that.
Well, let me just ask you, and the only reason we're asking you to answer for the banks is because that seems to be your job. Richard Hunt is president of the Consumer Bankers Association, which is a trade group representing the leading retail banks. And Richard, we're trying here to be the voice of so many of our listeners who are upset with the
we
banks.
Are too.
And honestly, when they see some of the salaries that even lower-level executives are taking home at banks, they find it very difficult to swallow a $5 fee for a debit card that makes it easier for the banks to transact their business.
No, I understand that. And also keep in mind that Bank of America did everything it can not to charge fees. They had to lay off 30,000 people in Charlotte, North Carolina. Laredo, Texas, a little small bank called International Bankshares, laid off 500 people because of this. We understand the anger, and I assure you, no bank wanted to raise fees on their own customers in this highly competitive marketplace. No one did. And this is not just a large bank problem. This is a small bank and credit union problem. I predict we're going to see over 1,000 small banks go under because of all the new regulations coming through Washington, D.C. Not big banks, small community banks. Some of them will go under because of the regulatory environment now.
Unless thousands and millions of Americans move their accounts from Bank of America to these smaller banks.
Well, but even if they do so, then they have to pay the higher interchange rate, and that hurts the retailers, which is interesting. Durbin is telling people to go to the smaller banks. The smaller banks were exempt from this legislation.
Yeah, we'll have to end it there. Unfortunately, Richard Hunt, thank you so much for joining us, president of the Consumer Bankers Association.